USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The biggest credo in the military is no man left behind, no one left behind. And that's precisely what we were doing. We were violating the trust and moral obligation that we gave them.
Texas Republican Congressman Mike McCaul reacting to the news that President Biden says he will not extend the August 31st deadline to withdraw U.S. combat troops from Afghanistan. Governor Gavin Newsom wants federal help responding to the historic wildfires raging throughout California. State authorities say more than 42,000 residents are evacuated in fire zones across 9 counties. A presidential mayor disaster declaration would not only help the firefight, it would also provide housing assistance, food aid, counseling, and medical services. Firefighters in California continuing to fight the massive Dixie Fire. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Nielsen says more than 30 million Americans are now tuning in to Newsmax TV. It's one of the biggest media stories. Newsmax is available on all major cable systems. And if you cut the cord and don't get cable, you can still get Newsmax. Find it on your smart TVs like Samsung, LG, and more. Just go to your smart TV channel guide or download the free Newsmax app. Newsmax also streams free on Roku, Zumo, Pluto, Amazon Fire, or TiVo. And 7 million people have the Newsmax app on their smartphone. It takes seconds to download it on your phone, and there's no paywall or subscription. So watch Newsmax for breaking news anytime, anywhere. President Trump says Newsmax is really good, and Forbes calls Newsmax a news powerhouse. Find out why tens of millions of Americans are watching Newsmax TV and going to Newsmax.com for breaking news. It's a source you can trust. Newsmax is real news for real people.
President Joe Biden has declared a major disaster area exists in the state of Tennessee and ordered federal aid after record downpours and flash flooding left at least 21 dead over the weekend. The president has ordered federal aid to help local rescue efforts, with the action making funding available to affected people in Humphreys County. This Humphreys County sheriff saying,
talking about houses that's been removed from the foundation. I'm talking about houses that people can't even get into because the floors are gone.
Janet Rice lost her family business. She tells NBC News,
no one has flood insurance. People are devastated. And how do you recover this? There's people that their whole lives are gone.
Kathy Hochul is getting right to work on key issues in New York State on her first day in office. Former Governor Andrew Cuomo resigned on Monday following numerous sexual harassment allegations. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
After one of the three COVID-19 vaccines receives full approval, the CDC director is speaking out.
Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine received full approval from the Food and Drug Administration on Monday after being administered for the last 8 months under an emergency use authorization. Health officials say they hope the full approval will encourage more people to get the shot. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky tells ABC News that the FDA's approval is a sign of the vaccine's safety and effectiveness.
You know, the FDA is the gold standard for the safety and effectiveness of these vaccines, and I think that they have done an extraordinary and thorough job in approving this vaccine. I think this is a very powerful signal in the safety and effectiveness. We do know that about 30% of people who have not yet been vaccinated are saying they've been waiting for this approval, and I'm really looking forward to seeing the impact of this approval, especially on those 30%.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Rolling Stones drummer Charlie Watts has died. In a statement, his publicist said, "It was with immense sadness that we announced the death of our beloved Charlie Watts. He was 80 years old and recently pulled out of the Rolling Stones tour due to health reasons." Bandmates Mick Jagger, Keith Richards, and Ronnie Wood gave supportive messages to Watts following the announcement. The drummer joined the band in 1963. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.